Got it, Rex.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just wanting to book in a date with you guys to get some work done on my car.
Yeah, what sort of work?
So I've got a list of things I want to get added. Do you need my name or a license plate first, or?
I didn't quite catch what you said first. What did you want added?
I've got a list of like bushings and stuff to add. Did you want my name or like license plate first?
Has the car been here before?
Yeah, it has. Yep.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds to just log into the system.
Yep, all good.
All right. What was your name?
Yep, so it's Anthony Doe.
Anthony Doe.
Yep. That's sorry, that's just DO for the last name.
Yep, all good. And what car was it? Was it a WRX or an STI?
It's a 2020 STI.
STI? Well,
Yep.
just we've got two cars here. Did you? Oh, I used to have a WRX.
Yeah, you can remove that one from the system. I didn't have that anymore.
I can't actually take it off.
Yep.
Okay. All good. So the STI. You
Yep.
wanted to do some bushes on it. What bushes are we talking about?
Yep. Okay. So, actually, and I'll start from the. So, I've got a cylinder four cooling mod kit that I want installed.
Okay, so we don't
So.
normally fit those. We prefer not to. They don't actually work.
Oh.
So if you can return it, I'd be returning it.
Okay. What? Sorry. Can you explain? Like, doesn't
So
work.
there's no, they don't actually do anything. So don't, there's no proof that they work. If you want to fit it, we can, but what generally happens is your heater starts blowing colder. So yeah, it's not ideal. Like we can fit it if you want, you just won't have the full hot heater.
Oh,
Yeah, because it plumbs into your heater hose.
okay. I mean, if you say it doesn't work, then I'll trust you. I'll probably turn it off and forget it because I've already ordered. That's fine. Okay. So then, aside from that, I've got the group A and transmission mount I want fitted.
Yep, easy.
Yep. And then I've got some rear diff inserts. So I've got a pair for the rear diff subframe and
Okay.
another one for the brace.
Yep.
And finally, what I've got here. Oh yeah, I've got a cross member bushings too.
Oh, what, sorry?
Cross member bushings.
Okay, right. And was that it? Were we doing a service or anything like that, or was it just a
No,
bushing?
no, no service, no service, just those.
Yep, all good. Let me just have
Yep.
a look when I can get it in. It won't be for a
Also,
few weeks.
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, as long as we can set a date now.
Yeah, what date were you sort of thinking?
I don't have anything in mind. Like, I'll just work off your schedule and I'll see if that works for
Okay,
me.
yeah. All good. Could you do the 2nd of October? So that's a Thursday.
2nd of October. Let me just look ahead. Yeah. Okay. You know that should work for me.
Yeah, done.
Cool.
Easy.
Can I also add? Sorry, I didn't. Can I
All
also
good.
add your? Do you still have your battery ties in stock? The Goderex ones.
Yeah, we've got battery ties here.
Yeah, I want one of those as well. And also, just a quick thing. Last time you guys installed a U-joint for my shifter. I'm noticing sometimes, like obviously it's a lot stiffer, but I'm noticing sometimes when I shift from first to second, there's a bit of like metal contact. I don't know, like is that normal or it feels like two pieces of metal hitting each other, but it doesn't always happen. That's the thing.
Okay, we can have a look at it. I'm not too sure. We'll see when it gets here.
Okay, cool. I guess while I have you here, I'm looking to get in future, not now, but I'm looking to get a drive shaft lockdown and drive shaft carrier bushings. Do you think those are like worth getting as well? Just so I don't like bite it when you return it again.
As in, what's the lockdown? Sorry.
Drive shaft lockdown.
Not too
Is
sure what
that
that is.
hold on, let me actually find the part of the page. Basically, just says keeps your drive shaft firmly in place and maintain proper alignment.
Who makes that one, sorry?
Perrin, do you want to look that up
Here.
or yeah?
Yeah, do you want to just give me the part number?
PSP
Yeah.
dash DRV.
DRV.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dash 201. I believe Kyle Moore has this as well.
Yeah, yeah. Can't say I've ever seen one of those fitted.
Might actually be better to look at the actual parent page, because they don't, Kyle Moore doesn't have any like description on it.
Yeah, no, I can see the photos. You can get it if you want. I can't say I've ever fitted one of those.
Okay, but I guess you guys would know how it's fitted, right? Just based on the name.
How it's fitted?
Yeah, it goes to the drive shaft, like around it or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I can see a photo. Carl wants a photo on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to get one of those, we can fit it for you. The bushes for the tail shaft you can get as well. But adding all these bushes in the car will make the car a lot noisier in cabin.
Yeah.
So whenever you make the bushes stiffer, everything's going to get louder inside.
Yep, yep.
Just for reference. Yeah. So don't freak out when you jump in the car and it's super loud in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to make a massive difference inside.
Yep. Oh, well, I've got in the Group N transmission on my WRX. So that I noticed the loudness, but I've never gotten it in STI before.
The Group N transmission?
Yeah. So I kind of have an idea of like how loud it is in cabin.
It'll be loud in the STI.
Okay.
Yeah, the WRX won't be as loud. The STI will be a lot louder with that mount. Because the WRX doesn't have a solid shifter. It's got shifter cables, whereas the STI has a solid shifter going into the cabin, so you'll hear it coming through the shifter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Do people normally get a pitch stop mount too? That's the brace?
You can. I wouldn't. There's no need unless yours is worn out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I might just leave it stock then.
Yeah. I'd do the transmission mount for sure.
Yep.
I probably wouldn't worry about the pitch stop too much.
Yep. So all the other bushing, the inserts I've added, like they're all like good to go as well, right?
They are, but again, they're going to add noise to the car.
Yeah, that's fine. I think I wanted a bit more noise anyways inside the cabin, so that's probably what I'm
as
going
in,
for.
As in like drivetrain noise, not exhaust noise or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean,
whining
in the cabin, right?
Yeah, in the cabin, you're going to hear like whining and all sorts of things from all those bushes.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's probably fine. I've already ordered them anyways.
No, all good. So let me just add a couple of notes here.
Yep.
All right, so I'll quickly run through what I've written down. I reckon I've missed a couple of things. I've got battery tie, check the shifter, occasionally knocking, dip slipping bushes, the trans mount, and then tail shaft bushings.
Tail shaft bushings, what's that? Is that the...
You were going to get the tail shaft lockout bush and the little bolt bushes, or what are they called?
From parent?
What's that, sorry?
Is it the ones from parent?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. I don't have that yet. I was just asking for future reference.
Oh, but right.
For this job, I won't be doing that. It's just the two rear diff inserts.
Yeah, the diff inserts, the trans mount, battery tie, and the shifter, check the shifter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nothing else?
No, that's it for now.
Not done, easy. Yeah, that's all booked in anyway, so that's on the 2nd of October.
2nd of October. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Thanks for the help.
All good, too easy.
All right, see ya.
See ya.